Hi, I am Samantha Dominguez, and today is March 10th, 2020. Today we will discuss the experiences of people during the COVID-19 pandemic. Today I am in the city, Austin, Texas, and Catherine is in the city, San Antonio, Texas. I'm interviewing
Catherine Alvarado.
So, Catherine, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Some of them are personal questions, and a couple of others are leaning towards the pandemic. You can answer these questions as freely as you want. So, the first question I'm going to ask you is, when were you born?
2001.
Nice. Next question, where are you from?
San Antonio, Texas.
Oh, that's neat. I used to live there. Next question. What is your occupation at the moment?
I work at HEB.
Do you like it there?
Yes, ma'am.
Next, when and how did you first hear about the virus? Can you explain your experiences?
I first heard about the virus, I think at school. At the time I was a senior in high school, and I had heard about it from all of my teachers. Everybody had been talking about it, but I really didn't think it was that big of a deal in the beginning. They had just said, like, we were just getting an extra week of spring break, and then an extra week turned into our entire school year. So I think my experience with it isn't all that well.
Yeah. Next question. Can you explain how has the coronavirus affected you and your family or friends? What has changed in, like, your daily routine or your weekly routine? For example, like shopping or spending time with your family?
Well, before the pandemic, I was on the dance team in high school, so it kind of shut down that for me. So I went from going to practice every day to just being at home every day and looking at a screen for like a couple of hours. And like family wise, I went from like staying with my family in such big groups to like it having to be a scheduled time and like only a certain amount of us being able to go from one place to another. And like shopping wise too, everything was cleared out for a week. So it was really hard to find food around the like the grocery stores, especially since I have a big family.
Oh yeah, I remember all of that. It was so much chaos. And the school thing, that was a scary thing because I thought we were going to go back to school soon in like 2 weeks, and we never went back. Okay, next question. Do you know anyone that has been affected with the virus personally?
Yeah, my best friend and her family was really affected by it. Everybody in that house has gotten it. And my immediate family hasn't been affected by it. But, like, my grandparents did get COVID pretty recently, but they recovered.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's really good. Next question. How has adapting to the virus affected your work/school responsibilities?
Well, at work, it was a lot different because we were only allowed to have a certain amount of people in the store at the time. And everybody was wearing masks, which was a really difficult adjustment. And then school-wise, it's just so much different now because we went from learning face-to-face for 8 hours to going on Zooms for 8 hours a day, trying to learn based off of what you see on videos rather than learning in person.
Yeah, I feel like we get, like, well, personally, I get more headaches now because of the screens and all that, yeah. Last two questions. Question for Texans affected by the winter storm. When were you hit with the February winter storm? Did you think about the virus at all at the time?
I don't remember the exact date of when the winter storm hit, but I remember it hit, and my brothers had told me it was snowing, and I was like, no, it's not. It doesn't snow in San Antonio. And then I go outside, and it's like a blanket of white, and I was like, what the heck? And yeah, no, it was just, I don't remember the exact date, but I know we went outside, and we were not prepared at all.
Yeah, I was pretty at first, and then it got ugly.
Yeah.
Last question. What would you like to tell the future generations about the pandemic?
I would tell them hopefully their government isn't the same as ours, and theirs actually take it serious, whereas ours, it's been a year, and we're still in the exact same predicament we were last year. If anything, it's worse. So I would tell them to just be careful and constantly, like, not constantly wash your hands, but be cautious about, like, what you touch and who you're around. And, like, if you are feeling sick, just stay home. Like, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just stay home. Don't go places you don't need to be.
Yeah. Well, it was nice interviewing you and talking to you and hearing about your side and how COVID had affected you. I thank you for your time and your patience.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.